the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by nobody. It's just me. The good sir Nathaniel Lundy dealing with a family matter right now. Godspeed to him and his fam. Hopefully he will return to the pod very, very soon. This, of course, is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, with the ACC tournament getting underway, let's fire off on a longer shot ticket that could have us rolling in some cash money, my homies. I love me some Georgia Tech 10-1 to win the whole shebang. No team in the ACC is playing better basketball than the Yellow Jackets over the last month. During that eight-game stretch, 1.115 points per possession score, giving up just 0.916 points per possession. They forced an opponent turnover over 23% of the time and shooting 59.9% inside the arc. Love me some Moses Wright, a premier rim protector, a guy that can beat you inside and outside. And I love the perimeter game of Jose Alvarado and Mr. DeVoe there as well. Both those guys shooting close to 40% combined from way downtown. So knowing that Tech is packing a sting, knowing that Tech is riding this hot, searing hand here over the last several weeks, I think they got a realistic shot of taking the title and hoisting the hardware there in the ACC tournament. Remember, they're on the Virginia side of the bracket as a number four seed, and they knocked out the Cavs not once, but twice in the regular season. Always tough to dispatch a team a third time, but I think Tech is more than capable. And look, if you want to get in on that action, want to get on anything college basketball related, NHL, NFL futures, the NBA when it restarts later this week, do it at DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, it's that time of year again. Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push for a bid while top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog and win 256 buckaroos if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games. And if they win, you collect $256. The bank is wide open. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing barks loudly. That's code FTN to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to today's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, as I mentioned, the ACC tournament gets underway today, and let's wake and bake. Yes, please. Jim Brewer would agree with that. Wake Forest going up against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And I'm not going to, you know, focus on the line, which is Notre Dame minus 8. Kind of like it. I actually prefer to package it together with maybe a little Pittsburgh money line, maybe a little alt line action on another team I'm going to talk about here in a minute, and that money line to get plus odds. But I like the total here on the over 143. Look, defense is going to be a premium in this game. Last eight contests, mirror images of one another. Wake and Notre Dame each have given up 1.038 points per possession and over 37% from way downtown. Now, Wake is 200-plus in seven different offensive categories on the year, but the Deeks, kind of like me in high school, Jack Happy, on threes, over 46% of their shots come from along the perimeter. 137 was the total in the first match between these two squads, but Steve Forbes' club in that game shot an abhorrent 31.7% on twos. That's really difficult to replicate. So I think the over will hit here. Notre Dame has gone over in three consecutive games. Give them a fight, Notre Dame, and Wake and definitely bake, please. Don't get too high, Wake Forest.
Number 4.
All right, sticking with the ACC, moving to another game. How about Boston College? Boston going up against those Duke Blue Devils. And oh, boo-hoo-hoo, Coach K, you have to play the opening day of the ACC tournament. Oh, it's so sad to see the Blue Blood struggling this year. Some of them, anyway. I mean, Kansas is getting work done. Heck, Michigan State has bounced back, if you consider them a Blue Blood. Villanova, too, more recent Blue Blood. But the Devils, they got to make a stirring run in this ACC tournament to stave off missing the NCAA tournament this year. I think they're going to come out with guns ablaze, and I think there's going to be an outstanding effort here because Boston College stinks. Now, granted, it was a one-point victory for Duke in the only match between these two teams way back, I believe it was in January, but that was off a month-long pause for the Blue Devils, so they had some accumulated rust in that game. You look at Boston College last month, 220-plus in two-point percentage, three-point percentage D, and adjusted defensive efficiency. They're givers, America. So all Duke's got to do is have a C-level effort on defense. That's all I'm asking. Minimal effort, average effort defensively, and they should win this thing by 15-plus points. You look at Duke the last 10, 1.194 points per possession. That's number 8 in the country over that span, shooting close to 57% inside the arc. Dance with the Devils? I say, why the hell not?
Number 3.
All right, normally we do the monkeyknifefight.com, monkey knife fight player prop of the day, but I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to roll with another matchup in college basketball, and this one's got title written all over it in the Horizon League with the Oakland Grizz going up against the Cleveland State Vikings. And shout out to monkeyknifefight.com. And look, you should go there right now. If you want to get in on some of the college basketball player props, because they do offer that, do so now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And as a new user, when you sign up, you score a sweet free $5 game on the house. Have an MKF and good time at monkeyknifefight.com. And it's not going to be any kind of monkey business today for the Grizz. I'm going to take them plus 2.5. Oakland has covered in 4 of the last 5 games. Great Campy. I love his fashion sense. He's he usually pulls his wardrobe from the Huggy Bear collection. You know, a man who's a big fan of the pullovers, and he runs great offensive sets. He's one of the better offensive minds out there in college basketball, if you know about. Now, Cleveland State swept Oakland in the regular season, 80-72, 80-78. Both those games were played in the Detroit area. That's where this Oakland is located, folks. It's not in the Bay Area out west. But the Grizz, if they show the defensive effort that they did against Northern Kentucky in the prior round, in which they gave up just 0.93 points per possession, they're going to hang in this game, and they, in fact, could win it and go dancing in the NCAA tournament. Now, the Vikings pillage pockets normally, forcing a turnover 21.7% of the time inside Horizon League action. But Oakland is money on second-chance opportunities, and they got this kid named Jalen Moore, who's dropped at least 7 dimes in 6 straight games with the best facilitators in college basketball. Pulled all together, and I think this is going to come down to either a straight-up W for Oakland or they're going to lose by a bucket. So old Captain Hook, yar, could come into play here. Give me the Grizz! Plus 2.5.
Number 2.
All right, let's move on to the Summit League, and we're going to plant a flag on Oral Roberts. Pride of Tulsa, Oklahoma, plus 1 against the North Dakota State Bison. The Fighting Carson Wentzes. I love Oral Roberts in this game. They have covered in 6 of their last 7 contests overall. And look, these two teams split in the regular season, but the Golden Eagles are really flying high offensively. 1.130 points per possession, 55.8 effective field goal percentage on offense, 81.9% they netted in the conference season at the charity stripe, and over 41% blazing the nets from outside with Abmus, Abenor, and Thompson. That triumvirate for Oral Roberts, shooting over 43% combined from along the arc, which is crazy. Now, the Bison, got to say that correctly or they're going to come after you. They're going to try to slow this game down. Number 331 in adjusted tempo. And they do have a size edge. Number 1 in the conference in offensive rebounding percentage and defensive rebounding percentage. But turnovers have been an issue. And again, with Oral Roberts just dripping wet from along the arc. I think they're going to spring the mild upset here, and they're going to be cutting rug in the NCAA tournament. Give me those Golden Eagles. Dig in those talons, boys. Plus one.
Number one.
All right, let's head out west, and let's pull the lever on the slot machine in Vegas, and it's going to come up Zags, Zags, and Zags. Minus 14 against the BYU Cougars. Now, when these two teams met in the regular season, it was a 17-point victory for Gonzaga inside the Kennel, and they beat them BYU by 11 on the road. So maybe the truth is they're somewhere in the middle in the neutral court environment, which Gonzaga this season is 5-1 ATS. Look, I don't know how BYU is going to be able to compete against Corey Kispert and Jalen Suggs and Drew Timme. That thrice, they have no answer for. Gonzaga last eight games, ridiculous. 1.240 points per possession, giving up just 0.879 points per possession to the opposition. They're shooting 63%. That's just silly. Inside the arc and 37.2% outside of it, and they force an opponent miscue 21.6% of the time. Now, BYU has been one of the more sizzling, scintillating teams from outside over the last month. They're shooting, and this is just like a dumb number. It's just stupid. 47.7% is what they're shooting from three in their last eight contests. It's number two in the country over that span. But Barcelo, he's going to have to go bonkers to match the punch for punch here in this colossal matchup and the WCC for that title. In the end, Gonzaga just too damn good. You saw last night against St. Mary's. Their arch rival, I think they were favored closing line of 18. They were coasting. Heck, they were up by 30 at one point. I think they're going to beat BYU by at least 15 and raise the trophy in the end. And there you go, this rapid edition of the Faith That Always podcast. That's a wrap! Thanks to Lundy. Shout out to him. I hear a little birdie told me he may be back on the podcast tomorrow. Please follow him at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Also, drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this podcast. And huge announcement. We are rolling out at FTNBets.com a full NCAA tournament scouting guide. Yes, a scouting guide. Pluses, minuses, player to watch, full team outlooks. Odds are going to be in there from our friends at Tipico Sportsbook. MonkeyKnifeFight.com is also signed on. I'm going to have a large presence on there. Really excited about both of those sponsors. It's only $7.99, folks, and you can pre-order it now. Go to FTNBets.com/pricing. FTNBets.com/pricing. It'll get you caught up to speed on all the ins and outs, the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts of every NCAA tournament participant this year, which will help you in filling out your office pools and, of course, with some of those futures wagers as well. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.